crib. Hey, yo, you know you were actress because you was ready. But we live now, baby.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Are We Canceled Yet? With your host,
JoJo.
And your girl, Tamika, a.k.a. Meek Meek, a.k.a. Encore, a.k.a. Goldilocks, a.k.a. High Energy, High Energy. This is the show for those that's riding around doing nothing right now. You might listen to it tomorrow when you're in a little bit of traffic. Just need a little bit of noise to giggle to. Just a little bit of something to go to sleep to because your girlfriend ain't answering her phone because she with her mans. But don't worry because we're with you.
And hold on, wait. Did you say somebody's girlfriend ain't picking up the phone because she with her man? Who cheating?
That's her homegirl. That's her homegirl.
Oh.
Oh, who cheating on us?
Her.
She is.
I was about to say, what's happening out there in the streets?
Yeah. I'm coming with high energy because that's what we need to get through this love pod.
Ooh.
First off, before we dive in, because you know why we're here.
Back by popular demand.
If I say love pods. But I'm on a high note because I just finished watching Love Island All Stars. And as much as I like to look at a little Tyreek here and there, a little chocolate, a little accent chocolate. I was rooting for Zay because he was the underdog and people were sleeping on him and he got a little swaggy swag. You don't watch this.
Pause.
You don't watch that.
Why? Why is there another version of this? What is going on, Love Island?
What do you mean? First, we have to fall in love on Love Island. And then after that, everybody that didn't or did have to come back because they're still on the brain. And then they got to figure out, are you here for love or money? Which obviously I'm here for the money. But if I find somebody, then cool. Let's do that.
Man, they done turned love into a game.
They kept it going because this wasn't here. This was not here. And they kept it going. And I'm down for it because I just need a little bit. I'd be itching just for a little bit. After Love Island is over, I just need a little bit to get me through.
It shows
until Love is Blind. Hence the pod today, where we are talking all things Love is Blind, because if this season isn't a shit show, I don't know what is. All right. I planned on having notes on my piece of open mail.
Oh, I'm so glad you have notes.
No, I didn't write it on the mail.
Oh, it's blank.
I have notes. I was just like, all right, I really got to remember people's names, but I don't remember their names.
I don't.
I do have things about them that you will fully understand who I'm talking about.
Oh, perfect. Because I feel like everybody is boring except for two people.
Okay. Wait. We can't rush into the...
We're not going to rush it. I just want... Disclaimer. Everybody is boring except for two people.
Disclaimer. I'm just like, okay. One, I feel like I've said this multiple times, that if I'm not in a serious relationship in the next 2 years, I fully expect to go on the show.
Mm-hmm.
So if y'all see me on there, don't act surprised because I told you I was going. Why? Not before my celebrity, because I'm already, you know, a celebrity in my own mind. Not for the money, because I'm already pre-rich. It's because I'm horrible at dating. So I feel like that's going to be a really good experience for me to meet my husband.
Oh, I was about to say, it can't be for love, because
it's for love.
That love doesn't, listen, hear me out. I'm going to say this as plainly as possible. The audience does not watch these love shows to see people fall in love. That's boring. Love.
Woo.
Listen.
What audience? I'm the target audience. And
No. Listen to me, Tamika. People do not watch this to watch other people fall in love. That is boring. And then you have nothing to talk about. Whoop-de-doo. They fell in love. They live happily ever after. Now they got kids.
Yes.
Whoop-de-doo. Yes. Okay, but then we wouldn't be talking about it because we're going to talk about the drama of it all. That is what people tune in for.
I want to see your journey of love. I want to see you go through the struggle. You battle it out. You ride for your woman. You ride for your man. And then at the end, y'all stay together. And then after the show, I could care less about what's going on in your life.
Listen, save that pitch for whatever producer job you're trying to get, because I'm not buying none of that. Okay? Let's go ahead and go on with the show.
I love, love. Okay. All right. We start off in the pods.
Okay.
We're dating. We're dating. One, I feel like there's doubles this season.
What you mean by doubles?
Two of the girls look exactly the same. I couldn't tell you their names. They were dating the same guys. They were like back and forth between the same guys. And I don't know. I couldn't tell you. One of them is with somebody now. But all right, so they go back and forth. The Asian people rooting for them 1,000%.
Anna and Patrick.
Anna and Pat, you know the names. That's why I didn't have to write it
Again,
down on the
there's
paper.
only two that I like.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
wait. But okay, let's just stop. Before we get any deep into this, this episode is going to come out after the Wednesday episodes come out. So we're only talking about episodes 1 through 6. All right, let's continue. Patrick and Anna.
Okay, so I love them. I'm like, this is obvious. This is you're connecting about something, similar experiences. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't know there was a person like you out there that was so similar to me. I am rooting for you. Hannah got her relationship with her little shorty. Like, oh my gosh, but this is regular. Like, this is what I always go for.
Yeah.
So it's safe. Also, Patrick, like, this is what I usually go for. This is safe, but for you, it's something different. We can explore life together.
Which is so crazy that they feel like people outside of their race is safer than somebody that you can actually connect with on a cultural level. It's very telling, but it's interesting to watch.
So I'm like, done and done. Y'all got it. Y'all making this to the end. You're getting married. It's gonna be great. And then Anna Hall's ass, spoiler alert, this is coming out weeks later, so you should have been caught up. You just gonna leave?
My girl
For
said,
what? Patrick was about to propose.
"You low." That was the most personality I've seen out of that man.
Listen. Patrick was like, yes, this is the one I'm about to go propose. You gone. Patrick, I don't know what's going on with you internally, my man. The fact that you like, I don't know, you think you ugly, or I don't know, you don't like your features. I don't know.
He's probably heard it a lot, because when he said, I fully understand. People have their tropes, people experience certain things, and I should not judge. I should not make a face, and I should be open to other people's experiences if they sound similar to what my community goes through, but it's hard for me to really connect. Now, when Patrick said, and I quote, "I've really heard that, you're cute for an Asian guy," I immediately was like, not discrediting that you have not gone through that, but did you ever just sit and wonder, like, this is really what this other marginalized group goes through?
No.
Of course not.
No.
Of course not. You're playing the sympathy card. Get over it, Patrick.
But he also said he grew up in a predominantly white community. There wasn't anyone else like him. But also, I'm like, where was Anna? Aren't they in the same place?
In
Like,
Colorado?
okay, that's two. It means two. But yeah, aren't they in the same place?
I don't know, but I also don't understand the logic of being attracted to my oppressor. If I'm surrounded by the very people who told me that I'm not attractive, and that's the only people I date,
Because he doesn't have any other options. Here's a question.
So you gonna settle?
Are there no black people in Connecticut
Colorado?
or Colorado?
Yeah, it's black people. I love
And like,
Colorado.
is it only white? So did you try anybody else?
He didn't try. That's the thing. He didn't try. Which is what we see. He gives in and he settles too quickly. He knew that he wanted Anna. He knew he was feeling Anna.
You want to Anna?
When Anna left, he just all of a sudden was all in with Casey, but was very monotone.
Oh, he was in
Yeah.
it, but you could tell you didn't want that girl.
He was
She was
like, yeah, I
second
love you
choice.
too.
He was like, I'm gonna just go with it. I'm gonna go with the experiment. Cool. And Chase, what's her
Casey.
Casey over there throwing herself at the man. You all but play with the Kit Kat on camera.
My girl said, yeah, baby, do you?
Wait, continue.
Can't even do it.
I continue.
Yeah.
Embarrassed, but
Even finish it. Casey,
like,
girl.
but what do you want me to do? And he was so uncomfortable. He like, keep going. Like, this is the most
Okay.
uncomfortable scene, I think, on Love is Blind history. If you have another scene that's more uncomfortable than the soft porn that Casey was doing, you let me know. And then she comes on there like, my ex is like, well, I'll just see you when you come out. Have fun. And what
That
did
right
you
there.
do? What did you do? Oh, if you ran back to that man, Casey, if you
First
don't
of
understand
all,
that this is toxic, it's
I don't even think he was an ex. I feel like if she's calling him her ex, they probably broke up for enough time for her to go on the show with a clear conscience.
not even sure they broke up. I think he was like, oh, you going? All right. And she's like, you're not gonna stop me? No. She's like, several dating shows have reached out to me. Well, they dodged a bullet now, didn't they?
But also, hello, producers. Y'all, now they
Let's
be
get to
vetting
that.
people.
No, let's get to that at the end.
Ooh.
Let's get to that. Let's wrap that up with that.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because they
So
be
you
pissing
got
me
that.
off.
You got that. You had your relationship. Y'all saw each other. I was like, oh, he's handsome. Why was you tripping for? She come out. And then what? The next morning, I can't do this. I love you. If you love me, why you stay here? Breaking my heart.
What my question is, why she kept jumping on him?
She's doing a lot.
Then get there. Just, oh,
Like, are you an actress?
not a good
If you
one.
went on there for clout, I think this is gonna backfire because nobody's messing with you. After this paw, I will never talk about you again.
Yeah, but the crazy thing is. And again, we'll get to it later, but the producers are messy because they put that clip in there with her talking to the producers with no tears in her eye. She's trying to bring on the tears because she's like, "Yeah, it's I'm just not physically attracted." But yet you turn
Like,
around and tell him, "It's not the physical appearance at all. I just don't want you to say that. I don't want you to
but you're
think
not
that."
physically attracted to him. You didn't even like him in the pods. I can't even remember a lick of y'all conversation.
First of all,
When I think back on it.
the red flag to me when she kept asking what he was, well, there was two red flags. One, we shouldn't even be asking about each other's appearances. We are getting to know the person. That is defeating the purpose of
That's
the
the
experiment.
whole point of a Love is Blind. Nothing upsets me more than when y'all talk about your appearance
Oh,
or
they
where
do.
you from. Fake it. When I go on there, I'm faking everything. Where you from? Somewhere else. Cleveland. Cleveland. I'm not even gonna go by my first name.
All you gotta say is Ohio.
I'm gonna go by Sarah.
You know what? I feel
No,
like
I'm gonna go by Brittany. Brittany is a really good medium. It's anybody. Or Ashley.
I feel like at that point, that turns the show into Catfish, which is another show.
Oh, when I do that.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna keep everything the same. Like, if y'all having deep, meaningful conversations, even surface level, if you like, what's your favorite food? What you do with your family? It's gonna
You
come out.
stereotypical.
Yeah, no, it's gonna come out what you are.
Not necessarily.
Give me a scenario.
Not unless they go based off of stereotypes. Okay.
They are gonna go by stereotypes.
Okay, wait.
Stereotypes be legit.
Wait, wait, wait. Let's play We in the Pod.
Okay.
I'm the man.
Okay.
I'm the man. Okay, come on. We in a pod right now. Hey, what's up?
Oh my gosh, is this Jake?
Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk to you, Jake. I was
Oh. Oh
with you.
wow. What's that accent? Like where are you from?
Midwest.
Okay, like where exactly?
It's Ohio.
Oh, okay. Ohio
Yes,
State.
I'm
Yeah,
a
yeah,
Midwest
yeah,
girly.
yeah. Yeah, so like was your family like born and raised there or what?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
From
like
Ohio.
let's get to know each other. Let's play a game. Like, what's your favorite food? Favorite color? Yeah.
All right. Well, my favorite color is mint green.
Oh, very specific.
Yes, and I like pizza.
Oh, what pizza? No nutritional value, huh?
I mean, no. Instantly fat. No.
She doesn't work out.
We're trying to keep it neutral.
It's gonna be like,
Hey, Jake, what's your favorite food?
butternut squash.
Note it. Note it. Hey, but did I have to tell you certain things?
That's very neutral because with those answers,
I was trying to be neutral, but then you sat here and called me a fatty waddy.
that's how that's gonna go. You
Okay,
can't, there's no way.
let me take it back. Let me take it back. Ask me again.
Can't even get myself together.
Wait, ask me again.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So. Like what kind of foods do you cook? Can you cook?
I do
What's your
cook.
favorite dish to cook?
Okay, don't judge me, but it's cauliflower pizza.
Okay, nutritional value. Wait, this is the one that's gonna really fuck them up. Okay, what kind of seasoning you your pizza?
And it seems
What kind of
the answer.
what's the answer? Oh, I can't breathe because if we play too much. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, color, yeah, what kind of seasoning you put on it. Just need to know what I'm getting into, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What's so funny over there? Yeah.
So funny, Jake.
Oh, you told me I'm funny. Nobody ever tells me I'm funny. I think I love you. Do you want to marry me?
Think I gotta go home. Think I should go home.
To the producer. He loved me too fast. I think I got
But my answer wouldn't go me.
go.
It's a Little Caesar's app.
Wait a minute. The Little Caesars package. Which
You
ain't, which is nothing
it's
but red peppers and Parmesan.
no, the Italian Caesar pack.
Oh.
The Zap Pack. Wait, okay. Oh my God.
Oh, you
Wait,
play too
okay.
much.
Ask me one more time.
I can't.
Ask me one more time.
Oh, okay. Wait. Let's do it from the beginning. I'm gonna be a different ethnicity.
Okay.
Jumping. Yo, what's good?
Ah, this Brandon.
Oh yeah, you black as hell.
Hey, cause this Brandon, I already knew your deep voice when you walk in a room.
Yeah, you black as hell. Look, you ain't even got to ask. I feel like you are. People already know.
Yeah, for sure. If you don't ask, then
Don't ask.
like, okay, you can add, do you like to work out? Are you into fitness?
Yeah.
Okay, but that don't mean nothing.
That don't mean a
Yes,
damn
I
thing.
wear Lululemon every day.
He gonna think you got a flat ass.
I'm be like, I wear Yeezy. You think he know what I am? I say
Yitties and
that.
kitties.
You think he know what I am if I say that?
For sure. Or either he's gonna be like, oh, what's a yitty? Where is that from?
It's Lizzo.
Oh.
She was big, then she lost weight, still popping.
He definitely gonna know you a plus size black woman when you say you wear yitty.
Look, I have to tell you that though. Don't ask me because it's part of the experiment.
You use your context clue, sir.
Use your tongue, read between the lines. So
Oh man, that
yeah.
show.
So yeah, that really upsets me. Next couple
Who?
that I'm pretty sure.
Who? Are you
How do you say this?
talking about the other boy that ghosted because Anna?
No, I'm
Yeah.
talking about the one that I feel strongly is into a lavender marriage.
Please elaborate what lavender marriage is for those who do not know.
I don't think I can do that confidently,
Okay.
but it's when one of the partners like the same sex as themselves, but marry the opposite.
Wait a minute, pause.
The guy that one you was like, oh, you're not religious, I'm fine with that. But then he like, what? You ain't going to church? You ain't no Christian? My parents, they thought I was gay, but I'm not gay. But they felt like they could ask me
Oh, that guy.
something. Something's going on here.
Yeah, I feel like he's having an identity crisis, but that's not me to, unpack here.
I just, look into that. Yep.
Look into that.
Like, look into that, because I'm
Look.
not sure.
Ooh.
I just, okay. It's there. But also back to him, before we, we're not gonna dive into your sexuality. Well, when you say hot and cold, you was telling both of those girls you love them.
Yeah,
You were
very
giving them
early.
both attention. Like, you were coming very strong, leading them on, and then you were about to engage. You were about to get engaged to the one again. This is a topsy-turvy, flip ass backwards season. You was about to propose to the one until she told you again she wasn't as spiritual as you are, and you had accepted that at the beginning. And then you totally changed.
That was his way of eliminating so that he wouldn't have to do it.
Oh, was that
Yeah, but also,
it? But I really
doesn't
liked
that
her.
remind you of somebody from last season? Leo.
Okay, wait, which one was Leo?
Leo, I got a Rolex. When he was like, I was gonna choose you. I was gonna choose you.
Oh.
And good and well. Ah.
Listen, if I came on this show to find love, I am done.
Listen.
I'm head up. That's why I'm giving myself 2 more years. Okay, don't play with me at this point. You want to marry me or not?
Don't play with me.
Like, do you want to marry me or not? I feel like I know if I want to marry you within the first 6 minutes.
Damn.
I'm
You really do need to be on the show because you move just as fast as them.
gonna be like, this ain't gonna work.
Yeah, I feel like this episode has been the not episode, but the start, these 6 episodes have been the fastest, most ghostiest.
I think that was pretty, I think they cut a lot of stuff. Because there's no way the two got engaged like 2 days.
don't know.
No, there's no way. They're also not gonna last.
None of them are gonna last if we're being honest.
But what's their names?
I don't know, they're boring. But what I will say is, what's different with this season that I've noticed than the other seasons, we haven't even seen the Wednesday episodes that have come out yet. Episode as of right now, as we're recording this, there's only episodes 1 through 6 that's out.
Yeah.
Do you know the people that were like eliminated and stuff have already gone on podcasts and had interviews
Oh, I
telling
hate
their
that.
side of story, is telling their side of the story and stuff? I'm like, why are
I hate
y'all
that.
waiting until the reunion? Isn't that what that's for?
Everything's changed with this show, with like Love is Blind. I mean, Love Island, all of the love, most of the love shows. Now they want real-time interaction. They want to bring you into it, which I hate because it takes away the authenticity of the show. Come a year later, I want them to act like nothing happened all year. Like I met this person on an app. I met this person in a grocery store. And then a year later, which is how it's supposed to be, how it used to be, then you talk about it.
I feel like
Like
that's
I'm
where the value
is.
of the experiment has been lost.
But everyone's watched it. It's fan favorite now. Everybody going crazy over it. So now they're like, oh, we have to give it to him. But you didn't. We was gonna watch it regardless.
Don't
Leave a
watch
little something to mystery.
it. Which brings me back to my earlier point that I said. Nobody watches this for the love. Whoop-de-doo. We want the drama.
The romantics, watch it for the love. I would love for y'all to get married at the end and see y'all through. I am disappointed. I am disappointed. I halfway don't even want to watch it again. Y'all not gonna make it. I don't know what she talking about.
Who?
Like again, y'all were like, okay, different cultures.
Oh.
We value these things. I think now we need to watch as viewers and figure out what are good questions to ask and which ones are not.
Yeah.
Because y'all not gonna make it.
Yeah.
The blind girl who I love so much.
Oh my gosh.
Baby, y'all not gonna make it, baby. Y'all not gonna make it.
God, when she tripped in Baja and she said, oops. And then her man said, you good? No, she not
Girl, you
good.
over there drunk. I'm trying to make sure you good. I'm trying to give you some water. You sitting over here talking about you ain't used to somebody this big. I'm not used to somebody that small. Yes.
I don't remember
He was
him
like, you
saying
know, like the physical attraction wasn't there, but we gonna build up to it. Yeah, y'all still did the nasty.
oh, I do remember that.
Yeah. He like, we in a pool. You shouldn't feel nothing in a pool. I'm weightless. Like, baby, I'm walking around in bikini. And
Girl, I'm
you
not
over
even
here
gonna
worrying
hold
about
you.
what?
And I straight would have dogged him out. I would have like, you know what? Same here. For the little bit that I can see, you wasn't really my type. But you know, I'll be blind soon, so that doesn't matter.
Like, but that's why she like, I'm not in it for the looks. I want somebody that's gonna hold me down. You go to that party, you got super drunk, and you a lightweight, unattractive. You go back to the room, she's like, what's wrong? She's doing everything, she's very attentive, come take care of you, and you're just a jerk. Granted, you were drunk,
I
but you
will
understand.
say, as somebody who likes to dabble in the arts of alcohol,
Just a little.
just a little, he was drunk.
He was drunk.
He was drunk. Watching that scene shows me that you have never been around drunk people. You've been around responsible people your whole life, and kudos to you, babes.
And let me say this, girl, for someone that drinks not often at all, run, run for your life. It's gonna be miserable.
Listen, I'm
Gosh, don't
never
do
taking
this to
care of a drunk
yourself.
person. I'm
Don't
never
do
doing
it.
that.
Don't do it to yourself. And
Also, I'm
The thing,
sleeping
and
and you
he
wake
gonna
me up.
like he gonna be drunk. You gonna be trying to take care of him, and you can't see for real, for real. Don't do it. You gonna be tripping over his shit. Don't do it. He don't appreciate you, girl.
He was drunk.
He was drunk before that. I doubt it, because right after the pause, and she's like, well, what did you think when you saw me? And he was like, I didn't know what to think. I couldn't even put stuff together in my mind. He was so surprised when he saw her. And I don't know how I'm gonna be, because I'm gonna picture you immediately.
Which is crazy because she's not even big.
She's not even big.
Not even big.
And
Annoying.
it's just
Yes. I will say she is very annoying. You're not about to wake me up and then be like, why are
no,
you
I'm
asking
drunk.
me all these questions? First of
Oh,
all, I'm being woken up and I'm drunk and you asking me 10 million and one questions.
like I'm about
You
to throw up.
I'm
I'm sleeping, so I won't throw up.
and then I'm in the bathroom and you're like, well, were you still asking questions and you about to cry?
He just didn't expect this, but he's drunk. But now, are you gonna get drunk all the time? Now you gotta think about these. Are you gonna get drunk all the time? Is this something you do? Can we not go out with friends without you getting
Without
drunk?
you getting drunk. Yeah, I get
And then
that.
I feel bad because you left early and I gotta check up on you. And everybody like, girl, where your man at? Ooh, sloppy.
Right.
Like,
But at least he was coherent enough to be like, no, I'm gonna go to the
look.
room, like, you stay here.
Yeah, like I appreciate that. I don't want to mess up your time. You stay.
Honey, she
I
didn't
know
like that answer.
I did too much because now she like, damn, you trying to leave me here with them? We're doing this together. She's very a clingy person.
Very clingy. But I get it though. I get why she's clingy.
That might not be why. She could just be clingy.
It
Right. It's cool though.
may
You
be.
just got to get somebody else, but that's not gonna work.
No, that's not gonna work.
Bro, who else we got that's
Oh
not gonna
wait, what
work?
about what was it? Oh,
Oh,
I forgot her name, but the one whose hair is never done. You know who I'm talking about.
I was already on the tattoo guy,
Her hair ain't
but
never done.
that's the one that might be in a lavender marriage. It's never done. It gives Amish or something.
But
Amish or something.
the way that whole situation went with her and the other guy was just,
And I liked the other guy.
I did too.
But this guy was coming on strong. Like, I love you.
Also, when we get back to the room, I thought that once they got dumped, they had to immediately leave. Why was he still in the room and he saw the other guy come in and was like, I'm married. And he's sitting there with a frowny face. I'm like,
We're gonna talk about that at the end.
because that don't make no sense. But also, don't talk to me. Why are you talking to me?
Don't talk to me. You stole my girl. Like, we're going for the same girl. I know you in here sloppy as fudge. You talking to these two women, you telling them all the same stuff. I'm not gonna hold you. If I'm there, I'm telling. I'm telling. I'm be like, who you kicking it with? Katie. She mess with Brad heavy. She messing with him heavy. So if you want to put all your eggs in that basket, that's cool. If you want to get your heart broke, or if you want to stick with a real one.
All right, so we got through all the boring couples. Come on, give it to me. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about
Wait, is tattoo boring?
boring as fuck.
All right, quickly.
All right,
That's
go.
not gonna work.
It's not.
Like, you want money? Granted, he done put it down. He done put it down. And she was like, he done. He did that. He
Listen.
didn't get a vasectomy for no reason, honey. He ain't sitting in the house.
He
He's
said,
been a block a couple times.
I can switch up the tempo with no regards.
He did that. He
Okay.
did for sure.
Yeah.
She was another one that was a little hottie toddy. But boom, put that down. But she about to be like, babe, you ain't got no money. Your money real funny. Like, I don't know about this. That's not gonna work.
I feel like they always have one each season though that has issues with money.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a requirement.
But you know what? I appreciate it. She took a chance. She went with her heart. She went with her heart. Because she was gonna go for the other guy, Mr. Wall Street. I don't know what he did, but he was boring. All they talked about was sex. And like buying stuff. And the guy with the tattoos made you laugh. You're always gonna go for the one that makes you laugh.
Nah, I feel like first time you get married is for love. Second time it's a business. Give me Wall Street.
Oh, for sure. The second time is a business.
Give me Wall Street.
But I liked that she went with that. So I'm hoping, even if they say no, they make it through the whole thing and
Yeah.
have a nice relationship. Because I feel like he's good for her, she's good for him.
He's
It's
such a hopeless romantic, bro. Gross. All right, can we get to the good shit?
it. I watched it last night.
KB?
Run.
KB?
Run. Enough patience in the world.
Listen, KB has missed her calling. She should have been a guidance counselor, social worker, a teacher. The way she handles this man in such a calm demeanor, and even when she raises her voice, it still doesn't sound like she's yelling. But she's definitely getting her point across, but she's very patient with him, which I appreciate because you don't see that often in real life or on TV
You don't.
with a relationship, with an intimate relationship dynamic.
This is good representation.
This is
This is
great
true.
representation.
This is life.
This is communication. This is how communication should be.
This is
Calm voice.
commitment. This
Listen.
is I'm putting in my work.
Listen. But her man?
Okay, hold up, hold up. I saw the
Okay.
commercials, right?
Okay.
Going into the season. And I was like, why y'all doing him like that? Like, why are y'all picking out these little things, making him seem weird? Like, why are y'all playing my guy like that? And then I watched it. And there was no play play. There was no play play. I just don't understand what's going on.
Listen,
I don't get it.
what's okay.
Yeah.
When they was at the party,
Are we even going to the party? Or are we going to start in the pods? Because it was already a lot going on in the pods.
okay.
In
Look, in the pod,
that house, kissing on, licking on the floor.
yeah, I'm not even gonna hold you. Hearing his voice. It would have been an automatic no.
I was like, okay, it's charactery.
I was just about to say, you love that quirky character
I
shenanigans.
was just like, it's charactery. Okay, you're different. But that don't mean nothing. You're different. You sound different, I mean.
You special.
Okay. But that don't mean nothing. Okay. Carry on. The commercial talking about him eating his boogers all the time. Why would y'all advertise that? But then I watch and I'm like, why would
Wait.
they say that in the first place?
Wait.
I was waiting for it to be taken out of context. Like when I was a kid, I ate my boogers. I think you
No.
ate them now. I think you ate them yesterday. Like,
Want him cooking for me.
and she kissing you, knowing you ate your booger yesterday.
Oh, wait until she look back and see him kissing that dirty floor. And then you got old boy telling you like, you kissing the floor and people
He
don't walk
said,
on it.
and he like, but he was like, you know what? I'm glad to have this floor. I'm blessed to be here. Some, okay, you know what? If that's what type of energy you want, cool.
He definitely has a childlike wonder. Now I can feel for him when he was sharing his story about, going through different homes, being abused and all this other stuff. I can definitely see how his brain chemistry is wired. More so he's an adult here, but I feel like his brain is operating on a level of somebody that is of a younger age. I should say that that's where that childlike wonder comes in for me. And he's very gentle, very
Very
very,
gentle.
but it's just he's not, I feel like he's not man enough to be in a relationship with KB.
KB is a woman.
She is a woman,
A
and she
woman.
said, I want somebody that's strong. I want somebody that can be a protector. Those are the qualities that she said. I'm not saying that he's not capable of being a protector, but not in the way that she's gonna want. Because when she said, all right, let me give you a little scenario. What if somebody grabbed me? What's up? Oh, I'm gonna say, oh, come on, baby. Let's go ahead. What?
What?
I ain't telling you to whoop his ass because I could look at you and know, like,
Yeah.
I don't want to see you
But
like
then she said,
bruised.
all right, he not bigger than you.
Right.
She said, let me switch it up, babe, because maybe you just didn't want to get beat up in front of me. I understand that. Let me switch it up for you. What if y'all the same build and he come and grab me in front of you?
And then what he say to Mika?
What you gonna do, babe?
What he say to Mika?
I'm gonna get help.
He said, I don't care
Oh,
if
he
he's in a
said,
wheelchair.
I don't care if he's in a wheelchair.
I don't put my
I
hands on no
just feel
man
like
unless it's a
I
handshake
am
or a hug.
a better person. Something of that sort.
I just.
And a lucky lady is going to appreciate that response because I'm not trying to get in nothing.
Yeah.
But my man is going to put up, pick up a brick. Okay. Pick up a
Listen.
brick and go to
Listen.
town. And go to town.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it was done for me when he wouldn't kill the bug. That right there told me everything I needed to know. And again,
Wait.
he has a very childlike wonder. And I love that. You do not see that amongst men, especially black men. You don't see them being gentle,
Right.
being very careful with
Yeah.
their words, being very like vulnerable like
Yeah.
that. But one thing, look, you ain't gotta fight another man, but
You
damn
ain't, you know
it,
what?
if you don't kill a bug.
Look. You ain't want to get beat up in front of me? Okay. Your voice is charactery? Okay. You kissing the floor? Okay. I can work on all of that. You're not about to kill this bug.
Get out.
And then you like, oh, it moved and I can't find it. So where are we sleeping? In another room? Because obviously I can't sleep here.
KB was so gentle with Edmund. She was
It's
so.
going to attack me if we sleep here. Now, I can't say he's like that all the time because there's moments where he takes himself away. When he was like, I want to be a teacher because a teacher saved me and they did all of these things. Then he was very grounded. It was very adult. And then you moved into something else.
But I feel like when he thinks of, and I know people like this, when they think of like those certain moments that really,
Define.
yes, and that, but even though those were defining moments that led to a greater being, it also takes them back to that trauma. And you don't want to relive that. So it's kind of like you're snapping back, like, no, let me go back to happy. You need to deal with that before you can work on something with somebody else.
Okay, yeah, I get
Yeah.
it. And then we get to the bedroom.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Before we get to the bedroom, we're at the party, and he's telling disheveled hair. I forgot her name. Sorry, girl. I was crying. I was crying when you did that. His face was scrunching up. I was like, he better not cry in front of this white woman.
You better not cry in front of this lady.
Also, too, don't y'all talk about my man. Don't think I didn't peep when them girls was like, oh, what they say something about the pick being in his head.
She was like, baby, he live, sleep, eat, shit with that pic.
But also, don't talk about my man.
But the, and she gave that energy. She definitely give the energy, don't play about mine.
Hello.
He gave her
The full massage. She said, Baby, your sunscreen on it. He said, oh, it's okay. Hey, yo, them foot massages must be bumping.
Listen,
Cause she
or
kicked that foot up.
carry on to the room. And I love a massage.
Ooh.
Massage me down.
Tamika.
Gave you a foot massage. And she's calm. Like, does it make you feel any type of way that everyone else has been intimate except us?
That man, he started twitching.
First, he put up a good front. He said, no, it don't matter. And she like, well, I'm not, I don't want to mess with you because you're more important to me. Other people, I hit it and quit it.
Right.
But with you, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to build something. Also, it's only how many months? Come on, you can't wait that many months. I'm not, okay, listen. When I get on the show,
Go ahead, say something.
no,
I'm
I'm not sleeping with you.
about to say no. I feel like sex is
Like,
more intimate.
I'm not sleeping with you until we're married.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be that exciting that I'm just like, I need to take you down.
Right.
We can wait a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Am I gonna know everything that I'm working with before that time? Yes. A 1,000%.
Cause she about to be
Horrible. Horrible. You know my mama watch our stuff. She our number one fan.
be me number one. I don't need nothing on this side.
Okay, so but that's really not asking a lot. Your reaction was asking, was doing a lot.
Listen.
I said, what? That
Listen.
took me out. I wish I could have recorded my reaction. That took me out.
Ooh. And I watched it twice.
I couldn't. I could barely go through it that time. I was like this last night.
Girl, I watched it for when he was about to cry, and he said,
He like, are you about to cry?
listen. What did I tell you that right there reminded me of what? The Joker.
The Joker.
We found our next Joker. Listen. Listen, he gonna get an Oscar.
Like,
Whew.
look, if he get an Oscar, she needs it for best supporting because you are support. Round of applause. They made that because you are doing that. She kept a straight face. She was calm. She said, we done talking. There's no more talking tonight. Like, I just don't understand where this emotion came from. And then you would just let a man sleep with you on a one night stand when I'm doing everything. I'm putting everything. You, I'm giving you
You
everything.
feet
I'm
rubs.
over here rubbing your feet. I'm doing everything. And you just gonna mess with somebody else? What?
Just too nice. Oh.
Nice. Oh. And I felt it. I felt it. I'm like, I'm in it. I'm out of it. I know that there's a lot of trauma that comes with this, with you being nice.
Yeah.
Like people have screwed you the fuck over. I
Yeah.
get that.
Yeah. But don't break here.
But don't bring that here.
Don't you
As
break here.
in, don't come on the show until you are where you need to be. Like, there are certain aspects. They say, what is it? You don't meet anyone to make you happy. You're happy, that person is happy, and you bring your, you know.
Compliment each other. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all bring happiness. Like you got your shit together, they got their shit together. Y'all build from there. Now, by the time you get on that show, if you ain't got all your shit together, I understand you on the show for a reason, okay? So just have me good enough. I need to be good enough. I need to be mentally stable, at least to be finding someone that I'm marrying. to a certain extent. Are you going to be 100%? Are you going to be there financially? I mean, I will hope so. You're coming on the show. Mentally, I will hope so. You're coming to the show. Physically, we can work on it. It depends where you want to go. Like that, you can change. But,
I blame the producers.
and that's why I said we're going to talk about it towards the end, because I feel like the screening process for these shows is getting worse and worse. I don't even think you're screening at this point. What questions are you asking? Are you looking at their social media? Like, there's clues. Like, the show is about context clues, and you can't find any in the castings?
I personally feel like, as producers who have done this season after season, and as we know how reality producers, they're not working on one show. They're working on multiple shows. You know what to look for, but again, the job of the producer is to what? Create good TV. They don't care at this point.
I get that, but it was good before when you were doing extra screening. And this is why they keep on coming up with all these lawsuits saying, I was traumatized. These are all mental experiments. I'm locked up here for how long? I'm dating 15 people, hours and hours a day. When I come out, I'm going in this bunk to talk to the same girls that's dating the same guys that I'm dating. Never in a million years would you be talking to them in real life, comparing
Hello.
stories. Like, I'm getting messed up in here.
Which is why they need to get people who are at some sort of level of sanity. You don't get somebody that's off their rockers to go into something to get further fucked up with the process.
Like, and then if old girl like, oh, they found me, they found you, because the guy was like, I apply. Like, this is what I was looking for. What questions do
Listen.
they ask you to figure out, okay, this is who you need to be with? That's what I really like about Married at First Sight. I don't even know if it's still on,
On
because it's on
Lifetime,
Lifetime.
no.
Yeah, damn,
I don't
okay.
think so.
But y'all had matchmakers. You had people, even though I don't know how half the people made it through that show.
Well, you
They
know what, matchmakers, they go everything by they're more so by the paper.
give me, oh, don't give me the paper, because in this case, everybody's getting married. Like, but you're supposed to like see a psychiatrist or something. There's got to be something here, because as much as I like reality TV, I will watch my ratchet reality TV for that. This show is not for that. Love Island, okay, you're young. Some of the people 21. Do I expect y'all to find love? No. This
No.
one is the nitty-gritty.
I was about
Y'all
to say, yeah, y'all older. Y'all supposed to know what
older
y'all want.
20s, 30s. I'm like optimistic. I'm trying to go on this show and find my husband. I'm optimistic here. And for y'all to be acting like this,
Whoo.
oh my gosh.
Listen, my boy, whoo.
No one's getting married this season.
Nobody's getting married.
Like, and I'm at this point, I'm just watching to see when she's gonna explode.
Nobody's getting married. I also cannot wait, and I saw this on the previews. They
Oh,
bring everybody
and
back.
they bring everyone back. I'm really hoping. Okay, this is what I'm hoping. Anna, and what's his name?
Patrick.
Patrick, reunite. And he'd be like, bro, why the fuck you do that, babe?
I hope so.
Like, I was coming there for you. But I think she had internal issues too, where
She
she was
did.
like, okay, I don't think
Well,
he's gonna like me.
I can speak to this because, again, they've been talking too much. So Anna said she left, one, because it was getting a little bit too much on the home life section of things. And I remember she did mention, like, this is the longest that she's ever been without, chatting with her family. But apparently she's not the matriarch of the family, but I feel like being like the first generation American, her family kind of looks to her to kind of regulate, guide them in some sort of way, or kind of take over certain things. And by her not being able to talk to them, because they don't have the phones and stuff like that, they didn't fully understand that concept of not being able to talk to her, what she was doing, why she was even going on that show, what the experiment was. And I feel like all of that plus her mentioning something about she was confused with the process of what she wanted,
So do not want a husband?
which she hasn't expanded on that portion. I hope she saves that for the reunion. Because I want to know, what were you confused about? Were you confused
There's
because
no way she's gonna save it for the reunion. Everyone wants it now.
I need her to save it.
Everyone.
Oh, and then I forget his name, but the one that ghosted, because Anna ghosted,
Oh,
he left. His reasoning for leaving was because he said the process was moving too fast.
yeah, I respect that. He's like, I feel like I'm ready, but when you get in there and you're like, okay, you have to ask this person to marry you in order to continue, I'm just not ready to do that.
I also feel like we're on season 9.
You know how the show work.
If this was like season 4 or 5, I get it, because Love is Blind, they didn't release, they had everybody from seasons 1 through 3 pre-recorded before they kind of released those. So nobody knew from there, like from then, from 4 and 5. If you had said that from 4 to 5, I would have been like, okay, I get it. But babes, we're in season 9.
Also, if I feel like there's any connection that I want to explore further, I'm gonna just ask you to marry me. I don't have to marry you at the end of this.
Wait. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Casey literally, remember she was saying, oh no. She was saying on, I don't know if it was a podcast interview. I didn't physically hear it, but I got my news from a story time with Ricky. Hey girl. But Casey was basically saying, like, she wanted to see where it went outside of the pod, and the reason why she left is because she didn't want to go to Baja.
What?
But then Patrick was like, we have not spoken. So babes, you're lying. You're lying so that you don't look like
Patrick
the
was like,
bad
I didn't
guy.
go to Baja by myself.
She lying. So she just doesn't want to look like the bad guy
I didn't
on
want to go to Baja. You didn't want to get there and him be like, okay, talking to you more and wanting to explore more, and you weren't interested. And that's why you didn't want to look like the bad guy. But say that off rip. Like, I'm saying that immediately. I'm gonna be so honest. Like, look, you're not my type, physically, but emotionally, we're there. And that's something that we could work on.
But that's the thing, emotionally, they weren't there.
They weren't there.
They weren't
He
there.
didn't like you. You didn't like him for real. And I hate that you used him as your scapegoat because he's a nice freaking guy.
Yeah, he was a
And
nice guy.
he's looking for someone there that's not gonna judge. Like, he's a good guy. And you over there just taking advantage. Get off the show.
Get off
Get
the
off the show. Why
show.
did you accept this and come here?
And then had the nerve to say, yeah, my brothers. It's with, she's half
Yeah.
black. There's
They'd be
somebody
happy
else who's
if I did that.
Mexican.
They will be happy because your ex is trash and they want you with anybody but him.
Hello.
Let's be honest.
Hello.
Now I gotta wait till Wednesday. What, to watch another episode? Is it one episode at a time now?
It's so Wednesday, I saw up there it's gonna be 3. I was like,
Okay.
3? And then we gotta wait until October something.
I just want to see them meet each other. Everybody meet each other. Because
That's
that
gonna
is
be so good.
interesting.
That's gonna be so good.
That is like, oh,
To see
I
the
didn't
other
even know.
connections. Okay, so I'm curious. Was Edmund KB's only connection, or did they just edit it to where he was the only one?
I don't know, but that's the only one they showed. I feel like I feel like she was like, he's different. And he makes me laugh, like he bring me good energy. But I don't think she thought he was like that 24/7.
Yeah. She did also say she likes to take care of her man.
Yeah.
So that
But
could have
also
also
said
been,
she want a man to take care of her.
yeah, she wants it to
Like
be equal.
I see the values in you. Whatever else, we can work on it. I respect that. But also,
Dang, KB.
I don't know if you see anything else, KB, but I'm blaming on the producers. Are they not showing us more?
Ugh.
I
I
don't
need
know.
a
He's a
show
good
with no
guy. He's a
editing.
good guy, but I just don't see them working out.
I also fail to believe the way she communicates so clearly, so straightforward, so upfront, that she
And
did
she
not
like,
have another connection.
she is that meme, like, that's my man, I'm gonna stick behind it. That's my man, I'm gonna stick behind him.
She gonna stick behind him while he down
I don't
rap.
know. There was other guys. I don't know. But if they're not giving you, I can't say entertainment because the other ones weren't. They switched up last minute when a person left.
Yeah, I get that.
And
Okay,
like,
so let me ask you this. Looking at how Edmund was like really vulnerable and really showing his emotions, tearing, face scrunched up, all of that. What you think about that? Would you want that characteristic in a man? Exactly like that.
no, ma'am.
Why?
Because it makes me uncomfortable. Like, I love you to be vulnerable, but oh,
You
mentally,
know what?
I can't say I'm on mentally. I ain't got it there.
I really want people to cry without making faces. I feel like that would make it better.
I've done that, and it give you a headache.
Because really,
Just make the face, because you get a headache.
and I hate to laugh, but I have never seen, never seen somebody over the age of 30 cry like that.
He's just trying to hold it in. Like,
He ain't
let
trying
it
to hold
out.
that in. That's a full-fledged
Be
temper
like, come
tantrum.
on, boo boo. Come on, baby. No, I appreciate it. I love that. But I don't know. I don't have that in me.
Edmund, Edmund, Edmund. There's somebody out there for him. But I feel like
I'm a
eventually,
crybaby.
as good as KB is, she's going to get exhausted.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe they showing something else.
Whew.
People like, but you know what? Ugh, I like him though. Like,
I'm
he looks
rooting
like
for him.
I'm rooting for him.
I'm
He
rooting for
like,
him.
I mean, I know I'm not the most attractive,
You're not.
but I'm funny. And
You're
or is what he
not.
said. Like, that just made me think of Amaya Papaya, Love Island last year.
Oh,
But he's
mom.
like, you know, I'll be butchering the words. He said, I know I'm not that attractive, but, or he might have just said, I make you laugh and I'm in shape. And I'm like, you know what you, all right, what?
Good.
I know I'm
Listen.
not this, but I got this, and this.
He's very I'm gonna say quirky. I'm trying to stop saying corny, but he's very quirky.
He's quirky.
But I for sure, there's just so many things right off rip that I would have been like, I'm out of here. And that bug is top tier.
I'm friend zoning you fast.
That bug is top tier, but wait, when he came out with the robe and had toilet paper around his head. Listen. Whew, let's take a moment of silence for our sponsors. That
Was perfect timing. We don't
was, we don't have any.
look, we don't have any. But we are open. If you're interested, please inbox us.
What an
I feel
emotional
like, okay, that's a
rollercoaster.
good wrap up. We've gone through every couple and tore them apart and put them back together. End of the story. Everyone is wonderful, but everyone's not for everybody. Boom. Now, I need to introduce a new segment that was brought to my attention from one of
Oh, man.
Watchers, and this is called JoJo Spooky Time. What is
That is not what it's called.
it called?
If y'all want to see what I'm watching, go to my Instagram.
No, they're not going to your Instagram. JoJo loves the spooky time, Halloween
They
time.
know that.
Yeah. And she's always watching Halloween movies or shows or just, you know, whatever's out there. And the fans have been asking for a quick review of what she's watching instead of just
Nobody
it.
has asked that but one person.
We only have one viewer. No.
Listen,
You got to
the
give
thing
them
about
what they
it
want.
Look, we were talking about context clues. Let's go ahead and do a little context clue here. If I'm posting it on my page for people to watch, clearly I liked it.
What you like about it?
It was great.
Like why? What do you mean?
Oh, you know what's so funny about this? I don't even think you watch my story to know what I've been watching. What have I been watching?
Spooky stuff.
What day am I on?
That's easy.
What day am I on?
What day is it?
October 6th.
Past the six.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah. So what
It's been
else?
27 days.
So we got 27 to catch up on. What was number one?
Oh, I couldn't
Sinners.
even tell you.
It was Sinners because I saw number one.
Sinners was not, it definitely wasn't number one. Sinners was like the second week.
What do you want to talk to us about?
Unpopular opinion.
Listen, if y'all want to know about spooky, I come up with a name. If y'all want to know about it, just let us know. If we get four more people to join in that want to know the reviews, that makes five, and we'll bring it. We're not
Oh.
asking too much. I'm not asking too
Oh,
much.
wait a minute though, since you want to talk about requests from fans, I have a request
I'm
from
not
a
doing
fan.
appropriate.
It's appropriate. They want us to do a monologue every episode, a scene from a movie or a show.
No one's ever said that. No one's ever said that.
They have.
No, show me proof.
It's me. I'm the fan. I
One's
was gonna surprise you with one today and be like, look in the Zoom chats. You gotta got an audition. Go. First of all, you already gave the performance of a lifetime when you were imitating Edmund. Give Tamika an Oscar, babes. Give my girl an Oscar.
Much content. Okay. Unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion with JoJo. All right, so this is more. I mean, it's an opinion, but it's also a statement, but it's very unpopular. All right, so give it up. You're in your late 20s and 30s, and you were still hollering that your hair won't grow because your mother put a relaxer in your hair when you were five. That may have been the issue up until you were about 8 or 9, but let's keep it cute and tell the people how you were experimenting with your styles and products in high school and college that added on to the damage. So when are we going to go ahead and give that up, huh? When are we going to go ahead and take responsibility? Okay. Give it up. That's
Like,
all.
now I need a meme at the end of that with the just for me box that says, "Am I the
Hey, yo.
Oh, make that. Make that.
I just want just for me to know. I just want to put this on the record
Just
before we
for
wrap up.
me.
Just for me, you're never the problem because you gave us music. Okay,
I
you.
was about to say. You also gave me, I'm not gonna hold you because I had a lot of hair, and none of it was in my favor because I'm tender-headed. So you gave me the ability to wrap my hair,
Listen.
and put the scarf on. You
Listen.
gave my sister the ability to comb through and me only cry a little bit. You gave me the ability to get braids, one each different color of the rainbow, as long as it wasn't blonde, because my mom said fast girls wear blonde.
Ooh,
Okay?
wait a minute.
When you young. Young. All right? You gave me ponytails with hairballs. You gave me barrettes, but never beads, because I could not stay still that long.
And she still
You
came.
gave me a ponytail with a hair fan. You gave me a banana clip mohawk.
Oh my God. I wanted a banana clip
You gave
yesterday.
it to me. And you could wear that. And you know why you can today? Because you had just for me back in the day.
Just for me.
Just for me, let you.
Just
Crawl.
me.
So now you could run. Oh, just for me. The
Oh.
reason I don't have hand cramps today.
Oh my God. Side
All
note.
because I locked up.
Side note. I
Oh.
wonder how much were they putting into the product of Just For Me to add those cassette tapes in every single box?
You know who you can ask?
What white man?
No.
Who?
Hold up.
Who? Who can I ask?
Hold up.
Just for me. Tap in below if you used to use Just For Me back in the day while Tamika go ahead and do her little research.
Yes. Hold up.
Search.
You can ask Beauty in Black. Because apparently they know all the money that they bring in from their air company. He can tell you.
So therefore, I need to ask Tyler Perry, is what you're saying.
Yeah, ask that family.
Huh, I'm weak. And on that note,
Oh man, cassette tapes. Package. Love a bundle deal.
I love a bundle. That was such great times.
Bring back the bundle deal. What do I get for buying Lock and Gel?
Nothing.
All right.
Not a thing.
What else do I spend a lot of money on?
Not a thing.
I feel like that's it these days.
Shoot, you know what I'm realizing though? I remember back in the day, but it wasn't that long ago. I would want to say like back in the day as far as like post college. I could get a pair of sneakers and have an extra pair of shoestrings in there. They don't do that no more. They do not do that no more.
That did used to happen. You're not getting anything bundle. Today's bundle is lashes, a glue band, a silk bonnet,
Oh, with the hair? Yeah.
edge control brush,
Yeah,
one
press
of
on
the
nails.
easiest. That's.
Press on nails.
You got nails in yours before?
Yeah.
This is a baddie. Oh, okay, real quick. There's a whole thing going on about if you're a baddie.
What do you
And I
mean, like?
acknowledge, like, if you're a baddie,
Like,
you
baddie, baddie, shot o'clock, or?
yeah, like baddie by the clock.
Okay.
And I couldn't be more proud
Girl.
that
Girl.
they came up with cutie patooties. Have you not seen this?
First of all, I haven't heard the term cutie patootie in decades.
Probably because you like more on the baddie side.
Cutie patootie is the most disrespectful shit that you could say
It's not
to a
though. It's
grown.
not though. Because right when I heard it, I said, "That's me. That's me." I could be a baddie, but it's a lot of work. I don't even do my hair before I come to the pod, and I rarely wear a bra.
Oh my
But
God.
this face is a cutie patootie face.
That's the equivalent of saying somebody is cute as a button.
I am as cute as a button. Like,
Forgot.
let's be honest.
You from Ohio. You don't know
Let's
better.
be, look at my nose.
Tamika, those are
Feel
insults.
it. Do you want to feel it?
Those are insults.
To who? It depends on who you are, because that sounds like a good thing to me. You cute
I
as a
am
button. Boop. And I am.
revoking.
But I'm cute as a button, like a real good
Revoking.
button.
I'm
I
revoking.
love that for me. I'm a cutie patootie at heart. It's the same reason why I'm probably Hufflepuff if I
Revoking.
take the quiz.
Revoking your black card.
Like,
Once again,
am I gonna put on lashes every now and again?
it has been
Otherwise,
revoked.
mascara me down.
It has been
Oh my
revoked.
gosh. Shout out to the cutie patooties out here because we
Oh my
running
gosh.
it.
Oh my gosh.
I
It
don't even
has
do
been
this right.
revoked.
I don't even do this right.
That's because you're not a Gen Z or a Gen
Because
Alpha.
I'm not a baddie. It's because I'm a cutie patootie.
Don't go to the East Coast saying that.
I will, because also my confidence is off the radar.
Dog.
What they gonna say? You can't tell me nothing. I'm about
I
to get
wish
it
you
put.
really knew what that meant.
I'm about to put it on my water bottle. I mean, whatever I say it is.
Oh my God. Get at all right. And on that note,
Unpopular opinion, cutie
thanks.
patootie is a compliment.
No, it's not.
Unpopular opinion, cute as a button, is probably the best compliment you could get.
No, it's not. That's literally one of those euphemisms old people, cute stuff old people used to say to describe ugly children.
Old people love me. I love old people. They, old people are cute as a button.
Just called them ugly.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Okay, I'm done with you. And on that note, thank
Unpopular
you
opinion,
so
you
much.
ugly if you think you ugly.
Thank you so much.
And I'm a cutie patootie.
Listen, wait a minute. You got to take that unpopular opinion back because it's a lot of people. It's a lot of people out here.
Only if you think you are.
You know what? Edmund, number two. Yeah.
Just too nice.
Oh,
Just too nice.
all right. Thank you so much for tuning in on this week's episode of Are We
We
Family?
canceled yet?
Yes. Oh, and don't forget to tune in to our live October 24th. Unless this episode comes out after that, then ignore this message
And you
because it's
saw it
already
here
happened.
first, second,
It's
last.
already happened. Bye.